Hey, what's up, everyone? Chris Manning here from the Locked On Cavs podcast. On today's show, we're doing a big bidding draft. I'll explain the rules when we get into it. I want to let you know that there is our big Donovan Mitchell reaction episode in the feed still if you want to go check that out. We'll be back with more Donovan Mitchell stuff this week because there's a limitless amount of things we can cover regarding that trade, but we have something recorded. It's the holiday weekend, so here's part one of our bidding draft.
You are Locked On Cavs, your daily Cleveland Cavaliers podcast.
All right, the music you heard on the way in is from our friends at Astro Radio. Check them out on Apple Music or Spotify. I'm Chris Manning, covering the Cavs and the NBA at large for places like Diamond Up Rocks and Estimations for the Sword. My co-host is Evan Damerl, covering the Cavs and the Cleveland sports scene at large for Facebook's Right to Euclid. Producer Jake Stevens is with us, and we have special guest, number one friend of the program, Jeff Nomina. It's a four-person pod today. We're doing a Cavs draft, so I have stolen this idea and pitched it to these folks from one of my favorite podcasts, The Big Picture, from The Ringer. Basically, each of us are going to get $1,000. We're going to do a snake draft, and we're going to bid and do an auction-style draft. Each of us have a five-person team. Every Cavs player all time is on board. You can't, but if, and that includes, like, you know, some of the weird ones who made pit stops in Cleveland, you have to get the Cavs version of the player. Some of the names on that list: Shaquille O'Neal, Andrew Wiggins, Dwayne Wade, Sean Marion, Walt Frazier, Bill Laimbeer, Joe Harris, Danny Green. Those are some of those names that kind of had a pit stop, went elsewhere, had their biggest moments elsewhere. We're going to do it. It's going to be, as I said, a snake draft. The draft order is as follows: Jeff Nomina goes first, then Evan, then Jake, and then myself. I will get two picks on the turn. Jeff gets two picks on the turn on the other way around. And the other stipulation, to make this a little more interesting, is that because there's a certain player that is by far better than any Cavs player of all time, LeBron James, there are two versions of LeBron available in this draft. You can get second-era LeBron James, who came back from Miami, won a title in 2016, or you can get fresh out of Vincent St. Mary up until he leaves in the decision LeBron James. You can get one. You could theoretically try to get both of them like they're Infinity Stones. I don't suspect the budget will allow for that. Hey, guys, before we get into this, Evan, Jake, Nam, any thoughts? Anything you're most excited about with this draft? Are you ready?
As someone who
Andrew
doesn't
Wiggins, I found that to be hilarious. Because it's only their Cavs tenure for Wiggins. Kind of makes me want to bid on him that much more.
Evan, what about you?
I Andrew Wiggins is a compelling argument. As someone who doesn't partake in your show, Chris, this will be a fun format. No pressure or anything. We'll not be bidding on Carlos Boozer, and I will get Ron Harper's backstory with his end of his time in Cleveland right this time around. So that's where I'm at.
Look. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited about it. You and I have matching hats on. Jake, you excited?
Actually, speaking of, I ran into a listener of the show when I was out taking a walk this evening. I was walking myself. He was walking his dog. Shout out to Andy Barlow. And sorry for the awkward handshake. I was just in my own little world walking, so sorry if I seemed surprised when he said hey.
There we go. Love that. Shouts to Andy. Jake, are you excited for this?
Yeah, I'm most excited to see where the three guys right now on the Cavs land.
Yeah, I think they will be fascinating bids. You get caught up in the moment, I think, a little bit with these guys. All right, let's get on the board. 30 seconds in between bids as we're kind of bantering through this. Jeff, you're up first. Who is the first guy you're putting up for auction here? Remember, $1,000 budget. I'll be keeping track and update as we go.
Get a little weird to start. I'm going to do Sean Kemp.
Oh!
For $100.
Okay, Sean.
I want to see what we're doing with the short-term guys. I want to see what you guys are bidding on the guys who weren't here very long. So it's trial.
Okay.
$100.
Okay. Anyone else interested in Sean Kemp for $100?
Well, $100 is a little rich for my blood, and for that reason, I'm out.
Wow, we're on Shark Tank. Jake, how do you feel about Sean Kemp, dunk machine, Cavs legend in some vibes, but not here for a long time, but a good time?
Yeah, I'll go 150.
Okay, 150 for Kemp. I'm out as well. I'm good on Sean Kemp. Knob is out. All right, we have cool. Jake. Jake has secured Sean Kemp with the first overall pick. He has $850 left in his budget after picking Sean Kemp for $150. This was not a turn I expected. I am honestly flabbergasted. Evan, as the second pick of this draft, where are you going with this?
Well, I will say in his three seasons with Cleveland, Sean Kemp averaged 18.5 points, 9.1 rebounds, and was very much out of shape and over his prime at the point he reached Cleveland. But if we're going to just I'll stick in Nam's vein here. I will take one Sean Marion for $88.
Sean Marion? Oh, my goodness. Okay. Sean Marion.
Kind of bench role player.
Can I shout out David Zavak real quick? Because he and I were like the only people who didn't hate Sean Marion. And after that season, I remember got blamed on him. So I want to give a shout out to David Zavak, who doesn't listen to podcasts. But I feel like
that's true. That's true. Okay, I'm not going to bid on Sean Marion. I am good. Is anyone else bidding on
also
Sean
good. Marion? Also good. I'm all good. I got one okay. Sean.
Evan has won Sean Marion for $88. He now has $912 left mm-hmm. in his budget. Jake, you're up.
All right, I'm going to stick with the weirdness. And I'm going to go with the weird guy I had first. World Be Free for $100.
Okay. This is a good vibe pick. Clock is started on this one. I'm going to go. I will go 110 for World Be Free.
I'll go 135.
I'm out.
Nam is out.
150.
I'm out.
World Be Free, legend, an iconic dresser, J.R. Smith of the 80s, would be absolutely really popular. Nam has a
He'd
great...
He'd be insane right now.
Would just be putting up buckets and then and probably like get a statue made in China. 150? I'm out on World Be Free. So Jake has made two picks, Sean Kemp and World Be Free. This is amazing. I love this. He now has... He now has $700 left after making two picks. I have 1,000. Evan has 912. Nam has 1,000. All right, because we're about to go into our first break, I'm gonna try to do a quick one here. All right, let's do J.R. Smith. I'm gonna do J.R. Smith for $50.
$65.
Good. I'm out.
You're good?
Is that 65 right now?
I don't need two.
Yeah. 65.
Oh, wait. Are we doing five-man? We're just drafting?
Five-man lineups, yes. You got to build your best five-man team.
I'm going to be out. I'm going to show off the J.R. short of it, but I'm out.
Okay, 65. I'll go 70.
Okay, I'm out.
All right, I get J.R. Smith for $70, which I feel okay about. 2016 legend. Elite vibes. I'm okay with this.
Tortilla soup consumer.
Yeah, threw some soup. Last time I saw him in a Cavs locker room, he was drinking a Coors Light. It was great.
The fact that
we
got what soup over that entire story.
Shots to Wendy, a legend. All right, after the break, I'm up with another pick. We'll be right back. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. If you haven't tried Built Bar Puffs yet, you are depriving yourself of one of life's greatest joys. And guess what? There's a new flavor. Ready? It's delicious, indulgent cookie dough featuring real chocolate covering the whole thing. Built has done it again. Let me introduce you to your new favorite, the Cookie Dough Chunk Puff. It has a light and chewy texture, real cookie dough chunks, and of course, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. All the joys of eating cookie dough without the hassle of making it, plus it's healthy for you. They have only 160 calories and a whopping 15 grams of protein. Like all Built Bars, the new Cookie Dough Chunk Puff is covered in 100% real chocolate. It's healthy and tasty. It's a light and fluffy texture covered in chocolate with cookie dough. It's great. What is great about Built is that all their bars are made with collagen protein, which your body absorbs more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. Eat something that tastes good and is good for you. You're going to love the new Cookie Dough Chunk Puff. Whether you need a snack for your workout, a late night treat, or you just need to grab a quick bite, Built is the perfect protein bar, and they taste better than a candy bar. Ditch the calories, the fat, and the sugar. Grab yourself a Built bar. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON15, and get 15% off your order. Again, the promo code is LOCKEDON15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, we're back here in Locked On Cavs. A little audio issue at the beginning with one of our folks there. Sorry about that. To recap, I have spent $70 on J.R. Smith. Evan has spent $88 on Sean Marion. Jeff is still has a cool $1,000. And Jake has spent a combined $300, $150 apiece on World Be Free and Sean Kemp. Jake, I love the energy. I love all of the energy so far. These are fun. I'm up as this the snake draft and I'm coming around the turn. I'm gonna bid. I'm gonna bring up a current Cav who I really like.
Do you like them or do you like them?
I like. I'm gonna go. I'm going to start out at $75 for Jared Allen.
Oh. Just because, like, every good Cavs player was a big man for, like, all of history. So many more.
Yes, but here's the thing. We're trying to build functional teams, and $75 is really not that much of my budget.
$100.
Evan is at 100. Anyone else? Jeff, I kind of feel like you're out. Jake is out.
I'm out. I have my eyes on someone else.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna pass as well. So Evan, $100 for Jared Allen. He's down to $812 in his budget. All right. So that brings us back to Jake. Jake, who are you putting up here?
Let's continue it with the recent and Evan Mobley for, I don't know what to say here, but I'm going to go with $200
opening bid for Evan Mobley. The clock has started now. He is a tempting splurge because he's Evan freaking Mobley. And this might be one of the most impactful players the Cavs have ever had. One season in the NBA.
It's definitely.
I will go 202.
203.
Nom, I think I know what you're trying to do, and I respect it. Evan's at 203 for Evan.
210.
210.
211.
Okay, I'm going to take myself out.
215.
216.
220.
221.
250.
251.
252.
You know what? I'm out.
All right. Evan is out. Let's go. Jake got Evan Mobley for $252. Okay. Let's do some math here. He was at 700. And you do 700 minus 252. He did that fast on my calculator. He's at $448 with a team so far of Sean Kemp, World Be Free, and Evan Mobley. I love this.
Elite vibes team.
Elite vibes team. Imagine Evan Mobley having to hang out with World Be Free to club, though. Would watch that reality show.
Sean Kemp gave him some good weight gain advice, though. We'll say that.
Well, but then some bad weight gain advice, unfortunately. Okay. We are now to Evan, who has $812, Jared Allen at 100, and Sean Marion at $88. He's 812 left. Evan, who are you throwing up on the board?
Mark Price at 175.
Love this. Mark Price, 175, an all-time Cavs legend. Underrated all-time, dare I say?
You can make an argument for him being one of the best point guards in franchise history. There's like him, Kyrie, Darius is kind of on that path. We don't know what Darius is going to be. Other than that, you can maybe make some arguments for some of the pastime Cavaliers. But like Mark Price really was a gem of his era. And as LeBron said, he would be a problem, as the kids would say on Twitter, in this era as well.
So 175.
I'll go 200.
Jeff goes 200 for Mark Price. I'm going to take myself out of the Mark Price running at 200.
205.
I'm out.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of money left, Jake, so I don't know what to tell.
I mean, I got a decent chain. A little,
yeah, okay. But like 205 on Mark Price money, I'm not sure. All right, we're at what's the last bid on Price here?
225.
I'm out. 25 for them. All right. Nam, are you taking him at 225? I'm out. Jeff makes his first pick, Mark Price, $225. That brings him to a total. I went to OU. I can't do math in my head.
775.
It's 775. All right. Wow. Okay, I like that price for for Mark Price. The price is right for Mark Price. You get it? You get it? All right. Now we go to Jeff, who has two picks. Jeff, who are you first putting up?
I'm going to do second era LeBron for...
How much, Jeff?
Oh, 400. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
It's okay. I'm going to do 550.
I'm good.
I can't go above that, so.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, suckers. 550 is my bid. You got 15 seconds.
$560.
$561. I'm out. This is shameless.
Second era LeBron James, along with J.R. Smith, for $561 is my purchase. That takes me from 930 to 369 is how much I have left to fill three spots. He was number one on my board. I feel good about this. Jeff, you do have another pick now. To recap the budgets really quick, I have 369 with JR and second era LeBron. Evan has 812 with Sean Marion for 88 and Jared Allen for 100. Jeff, you have 775 with Mark Price at 225. And Jake has 338 with Sean Kemp, World Be Free, and Evan Mobley. Let's do one more prick before we go into break. So who are you going to go with here?
Lenny Wilkins for 100.
I'm out.
Also out.
I'm also out.
Wow, okay. All right, Lenny Wilkins. It's going to take Jeff to 675. Going with the Mark Price, Lenny Wilkins backcourt.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay. All right, we're going to go into break. Then it's Evan's turn to pick. And Evan, with the most money on the board, I wonder who he might try to lord everyone out of. We'll do that after this. All right, last segment of our part one here. Evan, you have the pick. $812 on the board. Who are you putting up for auction here?
First era LeBron for 350.
I'll go 351.
360 or 370.
I'm catch that.
Damn it, I'm out. I can't.
420.
420 is the bid.
425. 430. 450. I'm out.
Nam has secured LeBron James, the first era one, for $450. That takes him down to 225 in his remaining budget with a team of Mark Price, first Daryl LeBron, and Lenny Wilkins. Can I well, let's take a quick second to pause before we go to Jake's pick. Can I why was the cap for you, Evan, 450 at LeBron? And why did you not want to get in on me going 551 on second or LeBron when it's LeBron James?
Because I'm going to make sure I have enough money down the stretch to field an actual roster while you guys are just doing everything that the first LeBron era Cavs did, where they didn't put any talent around him. So Lenny Wilkins and Mark Price and
drowning in talent over here.
Yeah, I have J.R. Smith who won a championship. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to Jake. You're drafting the Atlanta Hawks. No shade, but I am drafting the 2016.
Also, I have 488.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, you have 488?
Yes.
That's my bad. That is my bad. That's all right, okay. Let's recap the budgets. I went to OU. Can't see math. Jake has 488 with a team of Sean Kemp, World Be Free, and Evan Mobley. Jeff has $225 left with Mark Price, Lenny Wilkins, and first Daryl LeBron. Evan has $812, Mr. Moneybags over there in Lakewood, with Sean Marion at $88 and Jared Allen at $100. And I have $369, nice, with J.R. Smith and second air LeBron. The pick now is Jake. Jake, who are you putting up for auction?
Give me Kyrie Irving for
$200. Ooh, okay. This is one of the names I've been waiting for.
250.
I'm gonna take myself out of that, but that's a name.
260.
265.
270.
300.
305.
320.
350.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'll take it. 350 for Kyrie. Let's go. I have three. I literally might just end up making.
You have $19 left.
Yeah, right, brother. I do. Let's go. Guess what? Kyrie and LeBron won a title and had the best offense of all time. We're going to get some bargains on this list, and I will win the Twitter poll. Okay. I am up. I have two picks around the bend. I'm just going to – I want to bring some spice into this, bring some names that we need to talk about. So I'm going to go to Jonas Ilgauskas for a dollar. Start that at a dollar.
$20.
I'm out because he doesn't fit what I got.
It's so cheap. I feel crazy. I'm out. Got my eyes elsewhere.
Yeah, well, I'm also out. So Evan just spent $20 on Big Z. And I love that for him. You're welcome. That's a Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Former you have... All-Stars and Jonas Ilgauskas.
All right, so that takes you down to $792. Oh, yeah, because I took Kyrie at $350. I actually don't know why I did that, but we're going to do it regardless. Okay. I have one other pick.
You do.
Let's go. Let's do Mr. Cavalier, Austin Carr, for $5.
$20.
$35. $40.
All right. He's all yours, Jake.
All right. Jake has now spent $40, taking him to $448. Evan, the funniest part about this, you're going to have so much money left that you're going to spend like a lot. You're going to spend like $600 on Danielle Marshall.
You don't know what I'm capable of.
Okay. The Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier for $40. Okay. Let's do a little recap to end this first episode because this feels like a good stopping point for episode one. I'm going to recap the teams. Let's start with Jake, who has four slots of his five-man lineup. He has $448 left to spend on that last spot. Sean Kemp, World Be Free, Evan Mobley, and Austin Carr is his four. Jeff has filled three spots. He has $225 left. He has Mark Price, Lenny Wilkins, and first era LeBron. Evan has $792 left. He has Big Z for $20, Sean Marion for $88, and Jared Allen for $100. I have $19 left. I have J.R. Smith for $70, second air LeBron for $551, and Kyrie Irving for $350. This is, I like the eclecticness of what we've got going on here, if I'm being honest.
I do too. We all had like very different strategies.
Can I just say, I did not necessarily think that I was just going to like throw money around. I was sort of expecting someone to offer LeBron right away and drive up the price to like $900, because I think there's a lot of logic in doing that. I feel very good about LeBron at 551. Now, do I already have some regrets about spending $350 on Kyrie Irving? I think I kind of do. But am I assembling the Infinity Gauntlet of 2016 title winners? I am doing that at the same time.
I going to let Chris finish his roster by just bidding $20 on every player?
But Evan, here's the thing. You only have two spots left.
Oh, I will use them carefully. Don't worry.
But here's the thing. You have two.
You have to prevent it from getting love. Like, he's trying to assemble 2016. So now we all know what the strategy, pull out, you know, Kevin Love from the equation here.
You could do that.
This is a little bit right now.
Here's the thing.
Looks very busted right now.
I actually thought I would bring up Kevin Love earlier, and I actually don't know why I didn't. Because that's a discussion point in early in the draft that I kind of wanted to have, and now like obviously he's gonna end up in like a vibe team, and it's gonna be interesting. Like I'm just imagining like Kevin Love, Evan Mobley, and World Be Free going out in the town, and like really wondering what that would look like.
Maybe dressed
the wildly different than I thought it was going to be. Yes. Like LeBron happening in the middle. There's a couple big names that haven't come up. It's not how I expected the order to go in any way, shape, or form.
Evan is, I just truly love that Evan has $792 left and no, Jake has $448, but Evan has so much money to fill two spots that he realistically can get whoever he wants now. And there's a lot of names left.
It's a fun game we play on every show. Like, oh, he played for the Cavaliers at some point in his career. Like, yeah, I could do some interesting stuff. Granted, like the positions of need I have, Mark Price would have filled that, and so would Kyrie, but and first era LeBron, because he was kind of a point guard for that Cavs team for the longest time. But like, I can get real weird with it and be super frugal and just have like a fun Hawks level team, like Chris said.
All respect to those Atlanta Hawks teams, honestly. Jake, how are you feeling?
I feel amazing. My team would sauce.
Can I just say, as we're wrapping up part one, I think this might already be my favorite Lockdown Cavs episode of all time. This is bringing me lots of joy.
Good.
This is making me very happy. It is silly in the best way. I was very nervous this was not going to work, and it has seemingly worked. I hope our listeners think it worked, but I'm having lots of fun with this.
Well, as long
I'm
as
not proud happy, of how nervous I am for the back half of this. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you.
I am truly terrified of Evan, honestly. I've never been more scared of Evan in my entire life. It's him just like three dragons coming over to Westeros to just like burn me alive.
How you doing? I don't have sister wives, but anyways, see you next tomorrow's episode. Bye-bye. Yeah,
part two, Jake will have the opening pick as we're coming back around the bend. And we, as we finish up this draft, we'll be back with more Lockdown Cavs. Second part of this draft coming up.